Good song. Nice song there, Ion.
Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning for
I heard that.
I'm you'll be
on
with
trend, T-R-E-N-D.
Trimmed.
Nice medium,
right? Haircut.
But keep your thing on trend or what?
Trimmed.
And burning.
Mm-hmm.
Burning. Where's the magnesium in that? Did you say magnesium?
I did. Maybe I overstepped my order.
It's the only thing you know.
When they put up fireworks, the fuses are magnesium.
Oh, burning.
So it could be. Right, Ion?
The fireworks?
No, the wick.
It could be. A sticky wicket.
Okay, so people should be listening to see if they get unmuted. And who got unmuted? Look at that, Sean. Sean's
Bob
never
Carr,
opened
Bob
a
Carr,
door.
Is that you, Bob Carr? Bob Carr.
Did you hear me unmute you, Sean?
A bit earlier, I did.
3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Gave you a heads up. Sorry.
Yeah, you were supposed to be singing.
Yeah, if actually the music's on, you're welcome to sing. So if you have a statement, a question, a complaint, or a lawsuit for Ion.
It's the kiss cam. But when it takes you off mute, you're supposed to be singing the Vestal song of it, du jour.
The kiss cam.
Kids, children's camera.
Kiss
cam. You know, at the movie, at the ball game, they put you on the big Tron thing, and you're supposed to kiss when they put you on the big screen. But when Bob unmutes you, you're supposed to sing Vestal, and that way we can tell if you're singing. We told you to print slowly, and we told you to stand up straight so that we could hear you.
I will sing from now on.
Okay.
And the lamps, keeping them trimmed, can that be related to the verse in the Bible with the virgins and the lampstands?
It is.
I've been having some experiences that made me think about that over the last 2 weeks.
Tell us.
Yeah, where you prepared and someone else isn't, and then do you give your preparation to them?
No, you don't. Hold. Keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed, and you'll be fine. But see, it's not fair because you're coming into your power. Bob, this is that part where we coo like a little lamb, and we coo and go, wah. This is that part. Honey, you hold your power. You'll do just fine. It's okay. Sometimes you know things before you should, and that's okay. Hold it to yourself. Your garden will prevail.
Thank you. Okay, then the other thing that's been coming up a lot is...
Roses. Roses have been coming up a lot.
Yeah, beautiful roses. The thing about economy, I watched David Icke YouTube, and he said about people worshipping the economy of... the god of economy. Bless his heart.
If there's no drop, there is no
Is he just very scared? How does he perceive what's going
to
happen? Is he scared?
He told us not to talk badly about folks, so he's put us on restriction. We have to behave until he conquers the world. Then we can show out, but we have to be nice until then.
That's not true, John. Don't be thrown by that. I didn't say that.
There's your cliched archetype.
He did teach me a lot of good things.
What things specifically has he taught you?
Oh, he just made me look into what's going on around us.
And you don't know more and you know less now from listening to him than you did when you didn't know anything.
Oh, no. You gave much more. Thank you, Ion.
Well, we had to get to it. But now, if that whetted your appetite for less than this, okay, we'll give you that. But that's the exception, not the rule. Don't you agree? Honey, you only get it when you get that spade in the ground and start digging in your yard. You start getting it in the earth, and you get to your earth. That's when things get real for you. even more powerful than us, maybe, but you'll show them how to do it. It's all right.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so on this economy thing, Bob also posted an article by Michael Wolff, and he also, in one of his statements, he says, it'll be as exciting as the 1930s, greater than the Reagan Revolution, conservatives plus populists in an economic nationalist movement. So then I saw that economy guard thing again, where people are relying on someone to fix the economy. Then I found stuff on God's economy, because I wanted to even get myself out of that economy mindset.
Good.
First I want to ask is about a verse in the Bible. It's in 1 Timothy 1, verse 4, and it says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which ministers questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. So it's that word edifying, which they say with my research, and I just want to know if Ian concurs, is actually the Greek word oikonomia. Is that correct?
And of faith unfeigned. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, out of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned.
That word, according to this book I found,
from which some, having served, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Darling, don't go to 1 Timothy without going for a few more verses. Can't throw 1 Timothy.
Oh, I did.
Got to get the rest of the story. Honey, we'll pull Paul Harvey on there. Because you see, there you go. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. They're sitting here preaching to the choir and they don't even know what church they're in. It happens.
Yeah.
But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Say that again. We know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. There's the rub. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers and manslayers. Mm-hmm. So now, bring it back to your topic. We've gotten you this far down the rabbit hole. That was good. We normally don't go to 1 Timothy because people cry a lot when we start talking about Timothy. It's like those Syrophoenicians. They're just quite the sesquipedalians, aren't they?
So the oikonomia, which they translate as edifying, is supposed to be more like an infilling or distribution.
Bob does it all the time. He hoiks one up all the time. Bob's good at that. And then he spits at the little marmots out in the lawn. He hits them with his spittle. It's amazing to watch him do it.
Well, I see it all as iron. This is how word primarily signifies your household.
If that's a construct, okay, then put it on your lamppost and put it on your gates. Bind it on your hand so that it can be seen. If that's the case, that's fine. Otherwise, you'll have to do the mourner's kaddish. You have that, don't you, Bob?
I have Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg kaddish. Talking about Allen Ginsberg's poem, Kaddish?
Computer.
Yeah, I know how to make him laugh there, Sean. I know
computer says no.
Back to you, Sean.
Hey, your Hebrew these days.
My Hebrew? I'm stuck on Greek today.
It happens. It's all Greek to Bob.
Now, this word, that it signifies the household, the management, the administration, arrangement, distribution, or the dispensation of your property, wealth, affairs.
Dispensation is the dispensation of your affairs.
Yeah, and basically what I get from this is ion, if you merge with your non-physical, and that household, does that have to do with getting your house in order? Where if
it would,
you merge with non-physical,
if you,
your house
if you
is in
gate,
order.
If you have a gate.
As in a gate to open? Or a walking gate? Okay, well, that was very, very good for me. And there's a bit where it says you need to be zeroed into the all-inclusive divine spirit, which would be non-physical. Correct?
Would.
And then it says to be kept from missing the mark, and that's another thing that you keep on referring to, is missing the mark. And I see it as this economy that people look at to provide for them from the outside, where if you zeroed in, becoming nullified with ion, then
yeah,
you
Sean,
engage in the divine economy,
Sean,
where it comes from the inside. You?
Sean, consider the divine
that is
spirit
this.
As your physical. No. You said the divine spirit. That's you, ion, not physical. Think of the divine spirit as physical, and then you've merged the non-physical and the physical.
Yes,
you're thinking of
I'm getting to that point.
The divine is somewhere else. Okay.
The next bit is where everywhere where they reference, and this is Christian stuff I'm looking at, so obviously that's why I ask Ion first. But everywhere where they reference the Holy Spirit, then they reference human spirit, but the more I look at it, there can't be a difference. It's the non-physical is all spirit. Is that correct, Ion?
Deuteronomy 6.
Not spirit, all...
You're still saying the spirit is spirit. Spirit is physical. What you think is physical is what is spirit. If they're merged,
yes,
that's
I do want to get rid of that word spirit. It's just to first...
Okay, then go to Isaiah 58:8.
I'm just bringing it up.
Don't forget Deuteronomy first. Deuteronomy 11, 18, 20 as well. But the first one was Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. And then Isaiah 57,
okay.
8. And then Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 20. And just a little side note, honey, we don't repeat ourselves.
I don't know, Carolyn. Should we wait for people to look stuff up? See, we're not waiting for people to look stuff up. But do it later. Make up another topic. If I start quoting the Bible, go to another topic and then look up that stuff later. We can't sit around while you fuck around with your Cornwall fucking deleted computer out there.
I got it.
Darling, you have to put the chisel and the granite to control all delete. You push it at the same time, you have to tap that into the granite really quickly. No, fair
enough. What's your next topic?
But I've got 6:9 ready.
Go with it.
You got what?
Okay, Deuteronomy 6:9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Do you want me to read more, Ion?
6:6-9.
Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, and all the days of thy life, and that thy days might be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon posts of thy house and on thy gates.
Excellent. There's the gate.
Now, Deuteronomy 11:18-20, therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them as on the doorpost of their house and on their gates. This is seeming eerily familiar, isn't it?
Yes.
Very familiar.
Well, but it's different portions. They apply different things. Isaiah 57:8. Behind the doors also are the posts, hast thou the remembrance, for thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up, and thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed, for thou sawest.
Okay, you're dumbfounded, right, Sean? Shall we move on to someone else now?
Well, I really
did you have
like
a non-biblical
that.
Topic? You like that, good. Did you have another non-biblical topic?
Oh, Bob, you can move to someone else for now.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right.
so
well, I know
much,
you're shocked that you got picked. You never get picked until well into Sunday morning, so it's good to surprise you like that. Next time, be ready a little more. Don't assume you will not be picked for 2 days or something. Okay, so here we
Thank
go.
Thank you, Bob.
There's an anonymous... You're welcome, Sean. I'm sure that was good information. Here's anonymous
Very
with a hand
good.
Up. I don't know who this is.
Hello, Ion.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu.
Why
hey, honey,
does Santiago Adonai and Jacoby have AOE,
yeah.
like the pillar, the pyramid,
because,
and the sun?
Because Montpelier has the flint.
It's very amazing how I am discovering things after the trip of Paris that were not planned, but I'm really impressed how, for example, the place where we stayed marks the start of the ley line that goes to Santiago de Compostela, and that's
right.
why there is a big arch made by Louis XIV there, and before Flanery also.
To remind you the way to go, yep. Okay.
Yes, and this path was also linked with my ancestors because the Basque were in charge of taking care of the Camino to keep it safe and just to keep the holy places for the pilgrims and to prepare them for the second coming. So the Templars and the Basque were in charge
Ooh,
of this ley
they
line.
They were multiple ejaculators? Ooh, how exciting.
Yes, what will be the effect of people walking the whole ley line? Because this
well,
is the oldest street in Europe.
Depends on if they're double comers or not. If they're double comers, it'll be a little different.
Well, yeah, they did the... They went all the way to Santiago and then back.
That's in Chile.
Yeah, Santiago in Chile, the capital, but yeah, I'm talking about Santiago de Compostela.
We know.
Yeah, from there, because I remember only the word pillar, I went to look into the pillar of Santiago, which is the Jacob Spiller.
Good, yeah.
And that's the coronation stone.
It is the coronation stone. Your own point, just slow down a second.
Looking into the stone, the pillar, made me realize that most of the religious art is actually about alchemical processes and stone. But this stone was anointed, and it said that it's like the Ark of the Covenant that has been everywhere. It really exists, and it has to be used for the coronation of all the British monarchs. Do the British monarchs still have the stone? And why do they have to be coronated on the...
You know how Bob comes up with these stupid damn rules. You can't ever get him into nothing. He's always in some rules. That's the, remember the Item Lee trio looking for the stone? The same thing.
Yes.
We played it and played it and played it and played it.
This ley line had to be walked by all the alchemists that wanted to really become alchemists. They had to start by doing the whole Camino. And that's why Nicolas Flamel did it. And we saw in Notre Dame, the alchemist is wearing the Jacobin hat.
Notre Dame.
Oh. Yes, he actually changed his name to Notre Dame because of Notre Dame. He was a converted Jew.
Excellent. And, you did your homework. We like it when you're studious. It's good to know stuff, isn't it, darling?
Well, you tell me all these things because I don't know them.
But you didn't, but then you did, and then you didn't know anything until you did, and now you do. So now you knew what you knew, what you know, what you know that you knew. But if you knew that you know that you wasn't going to know what you didn't know that you knew, then you'd have not known it then, and you'd have known it now that you know it not now, right?
Yes, because I was telling Bob, I always liked the Templars. I live in Templar territory, and I didn't know why. Now I understand why.
Poor Deutsche Bank. What can you do? Can you not help them out a little bit? Can you not help them a little bit, Roxy? It's terrible. Why can't you help them? Poor Deutsche Bank.
Because you say I'm a fatalist. You cultivated all
this. What will they ever do? Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do.
Well, we need to ascend.
That's right. That's the best medicine. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, what are you going to do if Jimmy Diamond becomes the head of the treasury? Won't that be a hootenanny?
Yes, also, in all the Templar churches, they have the chrismon and... It's like this cross I was asking you about.
The chrismon, that's like the representation of the Ixus. It's where the Ixus came into the tribes.
Yes, and on one of the central line, I call it the pillar, is the S, like the money symbol.
Yes, that's where monotheism came from, if you're in the damn LaRouche quadrant.
But I understand that, like, until we ascend, there's going to be this idea of money, because it's like the not completed ADN.
Well, for all the Trekkies, remember all the Trekkies, they were all giggly. It's like when Jean-Luc Picard is talking about, or even William Shatner was making fun of, that they actually used money, and they just sort of laugh and giggle like it's the silliest thing. It's like they were swapping beads or stones or rocks or something. It's just ridiculous that they would actually use money. Just ridiculous. So you all will see it the same way soon. Okay. Don't worry. Nobody heard.
When Jacob had the stone, he heard the voice told him, "You're not called Jacob anymore, but Israel." He had this dream with the stairs, the angels coming up and down. So what was all that about? Was that only like the allegory of the real alchemic? Because all these people involved with the Templars and Jacob, were the Jacobins, the alchemists. And we saw the alchemists wearing the Jacobin hat. And then they also link with the secret societies that planned the American Revolution. These secret societies were also Jacobins from Paris.
Well, it funded the revolution. It wasn't the revolution, it funded it. Yes.
All these Jacobins were actually alchemists looking for the stone, but were they looking for the pillar, or did they have the pillar, or were they looking really into the chemistry of finding the drops, or both?
Yeah, you can't, where one ends, the other one can't tell the difference. Can you tell the difference? We can't tell the difference.
Well, maybe they thought they needed all these objects to, like, the Ark of the Covenant, the Spear of Longinus, the Pillar. And these objects had been everywhere. So they say Rory brought something to President Roosevelt that is connected to the pillar or to the stone.
A what did he... Planted on the south lawn of the White House. There's a monument and everything.
Yeah, I asked about that, Roxy. It's a box of chemicals. I don't know if I found out what the chemicals were, but that's what Nicholas Roerich gave to FDR. So you might ask about that, the chemicals.
Was Roerich and Roosevelt, because also I think his grandfather was also into the secret society, were they all Jacobins? Are they the Syrophoenician?
Well, that remains to be seen, but maybe.
Yes, and I found it very funny that I gave Caroline and Bob
funny, odd.
Jacobin hat, and now I'm finding all these things about the alchemist and that they wore that hat, because they are actually the real alchemists, the real Jacobins.
Good.
Because the word Santiago, Adonai, and Jacobi have the A-O-E, I now see, like, the letters have some type of alchemical message, too. Like I was telling Bob, the A is the pyramid, the I is the column, the pillar, the O is the sun, and I think the U is the moon, and the E is the Trinity. Is that correct?
Ehad.
And what is that message? Because I think it's what they wanted to translate with these alchemical illustrations.
E-C-H-A-D.
That's the Ehad he was just saying. Ehad. Do you want to ask what that refers to?
What does Ehad mean?
It's the answer to your question.
Is that Hebrew?
It is.
When Jacobi had the dream of the stairs and the angels coming up and down, was that the angels going to the Gulf, or what was that about?
Representation of the Asher,
which is usually the seventh ring of the angel diagram, unless there's another Asher.
Typically, most typically. Not always, but it can be.
What you're discovering, Roxy, is this alchemical stuff you're finding is in the angel diagram.
Yes, because I see actually everything from the Genesis. Everything is about alchemy. They were all
ta-da.
All scientists. Everybody was really into finding the drop.
Well, ask Guyan to define alchemy.
A Scientologist.
No, ask them how they would define alchemy today.
Mudslingers and dirt daubers.
Yeah, you said Agrippa was...
That's what he's saying alchemists are. Mudslingers and dirt doggers. You got to go with what I am saying. Don't run
yes,
back to Nicholas Flamel.
No.
Dirt daubers, daubers to daubers.
Because Agrippa was an alchemist. And I think he taught also Frank the First. Agrippa is
well,
linked
like I
to...
Well, like I said...
Herodes Agrippa.
A minute ago,
Who killed Santiago de Compostela?
But just a minute, you're jumping. Look, he told you a little a few minutes ago, maybe. In other words, the definition of things are always changing and unfolding. So if someone writes something in a book 500 years ago, that ain't going to be the definition now. Nothing is completed, or maybe some things are completed. So when you ask about alchemy, we want to know where this point got that alchemy is defined as. You know, not something that somebody said before. Start over again. That's why Ion's here. He said to ask all the same questions over again. So ask Ion, how does he define alchemy?
Shirley Partridge.
Well, the thing
I think she just died. You know, he just named a person who died. Isn't that Florence Henderson, Ion? That's the character she played?
Dude.
Yeah. You know, in the Partridge family, some TV show
in
the 70s.
Oklahoma.
I never saw it.
Oklahoma. And she stayed
right.
in Oklahoma.
So he
in the 50s when you were a boy.
Rocky.
Ion, how do you define alchemy?
He just defined it. It's a person on a famous TV. It's a famous TV show. This is McLuhan's alchemy. This is the update. People are running around going over to Dan Winter and trying to find shit with Dan Winter or some stupid process that was in some ancient book. And
what
the alchemy is famous TV shows. The alchemy
yeah,
is famous
what
we
shows.
Famous
TV is shows. For 200, Alex.
There's these other alchemy we're not even aware of, that this may be lean or power.
Well, that's
like
what I am saying.
And
yeah, the updating of the alchemy we're not aware of is a TV
it's
show.
It's not a process in a laboratory, but it's something your...
TV shows are made in laboratories. TV shows
where
are made in laboratories.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
There is also the alchemy that is going on, the effects of media, the effects of you.
Media ecology, not media. Media ecology. Where in
right.
the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Maybe someone looked at it, posted on the chat line. Do you know the name?
No.
I don't
they,
know Carmen Sandiego.
They censor us.
T.F. Apollyon.
They censor us.
T.F. Apollyon can make himself useful. And Google said, well, Carmen Sandiego, you know, supplement here. Yeah, go ahead, Roxy. What were you saying?
That they censor us on the Marshall McLuhan group because they say it's not about Bob. But even McLuhan saw... that it was about the bigger alchemy, the effects of media
yeah.
ecology. Like I,
that's right.
But,
or they don't want to know that. Did you see the arguments today? They're going on and on and on. Ed McLuhan quit. Jesse got fired. Jesse Chase got kicked off. It's all about me, and I'm not even posting. I'm just there on the sidelines while they fight it out. So I thought, well, wait a minute. We could bring Ion in, and you could talk to him, and he wouldn't be so airy-fairy. No. Can't bring Ion in here. So Ion's banned again.
They're censoring the real medium of the message.
Real stuff. Well, that's why Ion thinks I'm wasting my time with them.
The evolution.
They don't want to know what's really going on. They're frauds. They made the mistake yesterday of bringing up Eric. Oh, boy. Did Alex make a mistake there? That may be why Andrew's pissed off because I called his father a creep. Which is what he is.
A diabetic creep.
And a diabetic at that, too. Doesn't even know to go to Carol and get fixed up. Jeez.
Yes,
so,
but
ahead,
I wanted
Roger.
To ask about...
Yeah, Pepsi-Cola went to town.
because you said that's
he's
my
family. Describing Eric's diet. Pepsi, Cola, and what? What's the other?
Knocked him down. Pepsi Cola.
That's
went
right.
Went to town, Coca-Cola, knocked him down. Dr. Pepper picked him up. And I don't know what the rest of it is.
Pepsi Cola went to town, Coca-Cola knocked him down, Dr. Pepper fixed him up, and we don't know the rest of the story. It's probably acting
seven
water.
Up.
And Hitler made
seven fun. Up. Now that's alchemy, but carry on. Look at Michael.
Yes,
Michael says a lot of what I said is Greek to me. So what? Greek's not
post,
a bad language.
Did anybody post? Did anybody post what Carmen Sandiego was, Bob? Do you have any studious students?
See if Apollyon did post something. Let's see what it is.
What's your send to that, Bob?
Okay, he said, did bays revealing their big naked boobies in close-up scenes. Thanks a lot, CF. That may be right. And then underneath that, let's see. Oh, CF Apollyon has an earlier link. So what's this? Chrome something.
Damn,
sorry, Rocky,
Bobby,
be out of this in a minute.
Look.
Yeah, okay, so we put this in. What is it? If you're unhappy about the censorship, please don't buy the... nothing. It's nothing. Okay, back to you, Roxy. That didn't lead anywhere.
Go down a little bit below that, Bob. You're crazy. Understand.
Oh, Ion. Hey, look at Ion. Nope. I did something. Wait. Okay, he says, image result for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Is an American half-hour children's television game show based on the Carmen Sandiego computer game series created by Bruderbun Software. Aired on PBS from 1991 to 1995. Okay, so it's a children's computer game.
So is your Android mean today?
Right.
It's like, where's
that's
the pillar,
right,
where's the Ark of the Covenant? Where is the
pillar? Come on, Ives, fess up. Where is the pillar?
No. I want to ask about Herbunet.
No. You just asked a question.
Nicolas
you don't go running
Flamel.
Off after asking. No, come on. No. You just asked a question. Let's wait for the answer. What did you say?
We were speaking Bob.
Yeah. Carmen Sandiego.
It's worse than Greek.
Nicolas Flamel had a picture of Herodes killing the innocent. And Herodes Agrippa decapitated Santiago, Jacob. You said, I'm connected to the Agrippas and also Cornelius Agrippa. So I want to know about this connection from Herodes to Jacob and why he decapitated him and what is this illustration of the of killing the innocent by Flamel. There, Che.
What's that word? Der Chain? So you're asking about the connection of your family to something?
Yeah, because Herodes Agrippa decapitated Jacob. And then they brought it back to Spain. And that's why he was buried in Santiago de Compostela.
So what's your question?
Why did he decapitate... Yes, because Herodes Agrippa is connected to Santiago de Compostela and Heinrich Cornelius Agrippa von Nettenheim was also connected to Herodes Agrippa.
So Jacob decapitated somebody?
No, Herodes Agrippa decapitated Jacob.
Well, how did they didn't live in the same time? You don't mean Agrippa from 500 years ago. You mean talking about an earlier Agrippa?
Yes, because there is the Roman Agrippa.
The Roman Agrippa.
Yes, but for me it's really amazing how things that I mentioned before connect. For example, Agrippa connects to Jacob.
So Roman Agrippa, he decapitated Jacob. How could that be since Jacob was 1500 B.C. or something. This is Jacob, who was the father of the 12 tribes, 12 sons.
Well, after Jesus was crucified, they say the apostles divided and they went to preach in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And Jacob went to España, that is now Spain.
Oh, this is Jacob, a disciple, not Jacob, the father of Israel, the guy who became named Israel.
I think they connect, but that's the thing with the no time.
Oh, okay. But you're saying Jacob, you're talking about Jacob the disciple, and then you're suggesting that that is the Jewish patriarch, way back there.
Yeah, the one that had the dream on the pillar and anointed the stone that was rejected when the Temple of Solomon was constructed. They didn't want it to use the stone. But
yeah,
that's the
3,000 years B.C. That's not the one that is a disciple of Jesus, unless you're suggesting he did, stayed alive, and infiltrated the Jesus cult, the third Jesus cult. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I'm not sure, because, yes, because reading into documents about Nicolas Flamel, they have everything in the archives of France.
Yeah.
So he's a real person. When he died, everybody wanted to find the powder of projection to make gold. And they search in all his houses, in his tomb, everywhere. And when they opened the tomb, they didn't find any bones, anything. So I suppose
Nicolas Flamel
faked his death.
Okay.
So these people are around always, and they just fake their death.
Well, there's some new people coming. I have some new information.
Connected to Jacob also, in a way.
Is Jacob, Ion, Jacob, who's the father of Joseph and the 12 sons, is he the Jacob that was a disciple of Jesus, the third Jesus?
The one that went to preach in Spain.
No, he's not.
Because I thought the connection was because of the illustration of Nicolas Flamel with the Herodes Agrippa killing the innocent. And then I read Santiago de Compostela. Santiago was killed by Herodes, so I don't understand that.
Did Nicolas Flamel fake his death, Ion? Did he stay alive?
He's alive.
But he could be alive in other worlds. We're all alive. Are you being general like that?
He's
eternal.
He's here. He's still here.
Did he transition?
No.
I had the impression when we went to his house that he was somehow observing us. Especially the day with the mirror.
Yes.
Was he curious about Bob?
Bob is even curious about Bob.
Did he possess me at the dinner table, Ion? My eyes turned
possessive.
Black.
Well, they do that sometimes, especially when you get a hair on your crack.
But was he inside the mirror?
Behind it.
What did he learn from observing us?
How interesting it was to shadow Bob.
Was there anything in the food that they prepare for us?
Yes.
Anything alchemical from Flamel? Was it the gold in the souffle?
Sorry, we're dealing with a pressing underwear problem on the chit chat right now, so just a second. He says he doesn't wear foundational garments, but he does. And he wants to know which underwear to buy. So we told him Fruit of the Loom and Hanes and Jockey. And he doesn't wear underwear. And he wants to know what underwear. So then we said, get a banana hammock. So he's kind of lost in the thing. A banana hammock is not underwear. It's a foundational garment. It'll hold you pee-pee and straight. So that's what you should do. Oh, yeah, 184, got it. Joe's banana hammock. There you go. That's right. That's it. Oops, there it is. Mm-hmm. Eat it, Joe's. Calvin Klein microfiber is pretty good. It's pretty good. But you got to wash them in wool light, and that gets aggravating. Your help will get very trucked to sideways. They're constantly having to wash your drawers out in wool light. So it's okay, but it's fine. Sometimes Victoria's Secret has some nice microfiber, too. But then they kind of go into the Spanx, too. That's kind of fun. It'll lift you up where you need a little lifting up stuff, too. So that's good. And let's see. Well.
So Lafayette was also Sire of Phoenician. Why would he have the power to, he said, he's going to America to make the revolution and plan the city, because without him, he said, they're not going to make it. And he went and he did.
See, that's what was wrong with that. Some Kardashian sisters, too. Same damn thing.
Are you saying Lafayette made a mistake like the Kardashians are repeating? Lafayette made a mistake,
yes.
I am? What was his mistake?
We didn't say.
Can you say what the Kardashians' mistake is?
Yes.
Us.
Oh, we didn't say we would. We said we could.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
Because I was commenting with Bob that some people that are into studying economics and politics and history, they get to a point in which when they want to really go into the hidden ground, they have to go back to the Bible and to understand the houses and
the
royalty.
No, they have to go back. They have to go back to Bob.
Which the Bible is a big story about me, right? So it's the same thing, Bossy. Mm-hmm. They have to go back to Bob or the Bible. What's the difference? Now, you never expected to hear that, Roxy.
No, and there's a French guy called Hilaire. He says, after studying all these things for many years, and he sees all these people working for many centuries for a big work. He says, this is not like a plan or a conspiracy. It's more like a messianism.
Messianic. Messianic.
Yeah, like there is this big thing going on that goes back to Solomon's temple.
Well, wouldn't that be ascension? All knowledge is looking for breadcrumbs on the way to ascension, no matter what you're studying. Would you agree with that?
Okay. Well, we would, but it's a false premise, because if you're looking for it, you have to acknowledge that you don't have it. We would say you already have it, you're just trying to find it.
It's in the house somewhere.
Or some would say you contain it, you just don't remember where you put it.
I also wanted to ask, because you said the Gulf started to
what
empty.
What'd you say?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. In the bedroom, above the closet, in the little vestibule. That's the answer to your question, Roxy.
Did the Ark of the Covenant got empty of the power we put in, or is it empty?
No, neither. It's still there until it's not.
Does that have to happen, like the Gulf emptied?
Well, computer says yes. Mise en place. Mise en place.
And why did Jacob anointed the stone?
Pittsburgh.
But we don't really need the pillar to get coronated, right? It's just before.
That's right. You don't. You don't.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is really amazing, this whole trip.
It's great fun. It's great fun. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. You coming back to play with us tomorrow?
Of course.
All right. See you then.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
super sugar love. Amazing.
Yummy, yummy.
Thank you.
Okay, glad you're happy. You're satisfied.
Did you nut? As long as you nut, then you're satisfied.
Did you nut? Did you nut, Roxy? Did you come?
Of course. That's why I always come back.
Thank
you. To get more.
Come back. Before you're coming, that's right.
It's okay, go ahead, G.
I want to complete The Messengers, because I watched that whole series. And you brought it up so many times. So can we finish it? Can we complete it tonight and never talk about it again?
It's okay with us.
So I took a few notes, just things that I noticed. It seemed that the theme was that these people came together and they felt that there was
people,
a quote I wrote down.
Jess. You mean Jess and her younger brother.
Jess and her young brother and the woman with her son, young child. Yeah, that whole group, that they would end up in the bar and they would see each other in the mirror and their angel wings. They could see each other's angel wings.
Roy, Dennis, John, little Ben, and the lady Michael Robbins, and Bobby.
And Rose.
Well, Lindsay.
Did you mention Rose?
Yeah.
The quote that was striking to me was somebody said, we need to prove humanity is still worth saving.
That's right.
And that's kind of a theme because...
We've already told you. But listen to what you're saying. What you're saying is, you're saying that hell is empty and all the devils have come to heaven, to this earth. If this earth is heaven, the gulf is empty. All the devils have come from heaven and they're on earth. And now everybody's running around shooting each other in the head.
So that has something to do with proving to something or someone or ourselves that we're worth saving? What does that have to do with us being worth saving humanity?
Pang, the Pang brothers.
P-A-N-G, Pang?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a same kind of theme that I noticed in The Fifth Element. At the end, Lilu learned so much about humanity that she questioned whether it was worth saving.
Except for love, the force field of love. She didn't know love. See, she had all the elements. She had earth, she had fire, she had wind, and she had water. Those elements, those base elements. See, there's your carbon, there's all of their neutrinos that would inhibit or inhabit a super being. Then you had the perfect one, okay, Lilu, who didn't know. She had to have computers to tell her everything. And in scanning that base or the cloud, she, the perfect being, then knew everything. Dot, lost in paradise. God, she knew everything. When she found it, she was very kerfuffled with all the mess that was there. And then at the end, when she found the, when she, well, when then she got exposed to love, what she found out was a force field, all of a sudden, then it was worth it.
Yeah, because Bruce Willis said, I need you. I love you. And it made him, it forced him to say the words, I love you, and it changed everything.
Because he had to mean it. She would know. Because he was listless and wily and worldly and nothing himself, wasn't he?
Now, this triggers something that I've thought about with Fringe, the TV series Fringe. Because Walter tried to save his son, and when he couldn't save his son, he ended up messing with another world.
No.
That
No, stop, stop. That's not true. That's What you're saying is not true. He had a son. He lost his son because he couldn't get the formula right. So he tried to send the formula to the other Walter so he could save the other
son. Save his son.
He could save the other Walter's son.
Yeah.
And when that didn't work out and he knew it wasn't going to work out, he went to that other world to get that Walter to bring him back to be able to save him. Cause he was,
and he messed everything up out of the love for his son, though, Ion.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Well, what was messed up? He saved him. He brought back the vessel that would connect the worlds. Both worlds would have been ambered completely had he not gone. Ask Jean. Jean knew all along. Jean explained it every way she could.
The cow!
Of course.
But see, now... There's something similar there. It's out of the love, his desperate love for his son was the motivation for messing with somebody else's son in another world. And
it's a force field that wouldn't release. The force field would not release. It doesn't release. It doesn't let go. Mm-hmm.
It went, so he had the alternate Walter's son in his force field.
That was his son.
Oh, it's his son. Okay, now relate that to Lilu. Did she not have that force field until Bruce Willis?
What was left?
Told her?
What was left? Why did she come back? She was one nanobyte of DNA, and they were able to recreate her perfectly from one dot. Who was that one dot? Who was that one dot that was blown up in damn space? That was coming back to see, here he comes to save the day. There was that one dot of something left over. What was it before they blew it asunder? That was what was coming back to stop, because the priest held true the words that said, 300 years they're coming back. We will return to get it to work it out. We got it.
Yeah, and the glove.
It's all here. And the fifth element was there all along. But there all along. They had to come back to get that which was the perfect feed. So it was there all along. That's when they took Lilu out the first place. It was already here. It was already here. It didn't come back to here. It was coming back. Now there's your path to the perfect end. It was being coming back to fix what it never left.
Did Bruce Willis's words trigger?
No, the priest's son. The priest's son did.
The priest's son that held on, or that, you mean in that first scene in the opening movie, when the wall closed and the only thing that made it through was the glove in the hand?
It was not either of those. It was just the key. It was just the key to the wall where that sanctum was. That's where Aziz was supposed to give him light, and he kept screaming, Aziz, light. That was him. That was pulling that out. And he's who kept the word.
The priest.
See, that was on the edge of Babylon, too. It's a very important time. There's been lots of interaction, what you call over your days. They're just one day. It's just one really, really long day. But you call history. History says that we have come to the new place of the junction of the universal constructs that allow us to know things that we could have otherwise never known. But the reason you could never know them is because you knew them all along. You're just trying to remember. You're just trying to become a member. You're just trying to get your chit checked, to get your chit marked. And that's all. It's all good.
Gene, what TV show is he talking about right now?
I don't know if he's talking about a specific show. I think it's related to the messengers. And what I was about to ask is, Ion, there's always somebody in that one.
No, you said a name. You said Aziz or something. Aziz. What's that?
That was the messengers.
No, it was not.
That's in the messengers?
The fifth element. In the beginning, original setting of the fifth element, Aziz was the little kid holding up the light so he could read the ridiculous writing on the wall. Aziz, light.
Got it.
And they poisoned the wine, and they poisoned the wine, just to make him go to sleep, to get it in and out. And he wouldn't have it, and he couldn't toast with water, so we had to shoot him in the head.
I was talking about the opening of the messengers, Bob.
You said the fifth element.
Did I? Okay. Well, let's get back to this theme, though. You talked about the long day, and there seems to be always someone that keeps the secret.
The Solomons kept the secret. They left Chicago and went to North Dakota, remember?
You're talking about the Solomons. You're talking about there were more than one King Solomon, Ian, or somebody in the 20th
century? No, the Solomon family, they left their family.
The Solomon brothers?
Chicago for the secluded world, the messengers.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
To North Dakota.
All right, you're really
to North
into this.
Dakota.
You
all
right, yes.
You. Jesus, God, you brought it up. We didn't.
I know, but there were many episodes, and it was really bad acting, so.
It was a field of sunflowers. Jess was 16, soon realized how terrifying the seclusion was, and had an ominous apparition that were invisible to everyone else. Very gloomy. Wasn't
okay.
That bad. You've seen worse. You watched
That's
the
true.
Midsummer
That's
Night's
very
Dream.
True.
That was
That's
pretty
very
bad,
true.
Too.
But let's
Gene
get back
Lear
to this,
wasn't much
so,
to write home about either. What about the Iliad and talking about some ridiculous bullshit? Now, there you go.
Okay, but let's get back to you. You talked about the long day, and there seems to be always someone who has the knowledge and keeps it, doesn't share it throughout time. And
that
the messengers...
Would be Bob.
That would be Bob. Now, the messengers seem to come together without... trying without effort, they felt like they had a purpose.
They didn't know what the purpose was, though.
They didn't.
They didn't know. And they were chosen, was it destiny? That's some bullshit that destiny puts you in a position that you don't even know what
exactly.
It is. How fucked up is that? That destiny, the primitive Baptist, would put you in the soup where you got to figure out something. You can't even know what you're figuring out. And yet you're responsible for the whole wide world, to tell the whole wide world, to warn the whole wide world, to bring it back before all the devils in hell come up and take over the world and run it over. And the archangels come and the devil and Satan takes over. And then the Antichrist comes and brings forth the way of the Lord. And the Lord is the Antichrist, and 2,000-year reign of destruction. And yes, the blood in the Valley of Megiddo is to the second bridle of a horse 32 hands tall. Yes, that's right. O positive blood, by the way. Little man blood, lots of it. O plasma.
O positive blood. Yeah, that's the most common blood type. Now we're going into blood.
Nothing we could do.
In episode 8, it's said that somebody tells them every generation a group of strangers are tested, tasked with the difficult choice of helping humanity live on. And they're tasked with the choice of serving the world or serving yourself. I'm curious about the group surrounding Bob.
Then you need to stop and you need to go back to the lady. Remember the old lady, the dumpster diver?
That kept showing up to him?
She was the seer. She was the diviner.
Yes.
And the last batch, in the episode, you're talking about a house divided. Is that right?
I didn't write down the title of episode 8.
Okay, it's a house divided. Other people are going to listen to this and they're going to go, here is this ridiculous woman talking about things and she doesn't even know what it is.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
the one
you.
Who was talking about a house divided. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and they realized that Rose was deceiving them. Rose, in episode 9,
They knew something was up because they started putting the pieces together. The old woman started telling them, it's like, you can't believe everything you hear.
Yes.
That's what Bob said. And just because they say something, they might be leading you on the road to perdition. You have these powers, but only until you come together. And if you're together, we're all together. We have all the keys to the kingdom, and you're still dying when we heal people and getting sick when we move things, and every time we spit rocks or push something down, we fall down something silly or something and read minds. And oh, the spirit walking, that was pretty fun, where they can get jiggy with it. But Bob does that a lot, but don't talk to him about it because he don't sleep, so it's okay. Then you come back around and then they realize that those are temporal gifts. They're angels. They're going to stop the apocalypse. And they're angels. And they're frail little ridiculous humans who don't even know who they are. It then is a tactical, visceral example of you all in your plight for perfection. You have it all along, but you can't quite get it. You can raise the dead, but you don't know you died. You can raise the dead, but you don't know you died. Mm-hmm, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about the Genesis element then. Did that represent the glow blue every time a messenger got near it?
That's coming. That's your particle. That would, now, we can't go too deep into this because we couldn't say that that would be an eye cell. Well, let's talk about it like Star Wars. The Chloridians, the things in their bloodstream that made them Jedis, that made the Force be with them, the Force be with them. It was, they were borrowing that from Bob. And it was okay because he got permission. They made some money checks. They ain't got a lot of money, but Bob felt sorry for him, so he said they could have the Metroclidians, and they changed it into something else, as you couldn't say Clitoris on Star Wars, but really close to it. So anyway,
Chloridians, that was
good.
In the movie?
Yeah. The things that are in your blood. You know. May the Schwartz be with you.
The Schwartz?
Schwartz. The Schwartz be with you.
It's baseballs.
That's an example of it, but yeah.